to sleep. I lie on my bed, returning to sleep, that beautiful garden of peace. Fall in love with your world all over again and take care of you. Don't get old, I tell everyone. I hear the ticking of the bedside clock, the constant ringing in my left ear, and the raindrops on the porch roof. All day long, my left ear rings. It seems louder at night. I rest on a billowy cloud of music, the clock, the ringing in my ear, the rain. The man in the house next to mine put a tent on his roof. In the spring, he will paint a mural of the side on the side wall of his house. If I had a side wall, I would paint a mural of those French dancing girls. That one is in the anthology. This one isn't. The third and last one is. So this one is not, the one I'm about to read. Dining out. I choose my favorite table, and from the buffet, my favorite lunch, curry chicken on yellow rice and spinach with potato. Kneeling on her chair, her back to her mother and her aunt, a little girl, maybe 4 years old, stares at me. I take a bite of my food. Her question is loud and very specific. Is your eye missing? Isn't she adorable? Her mother and her aunt give me their brightest smiles. Why didn't I just say yes? But I waited too long. You're old, she observes. I speak without thinking. You will be too if you live long enough. It's true. I didn't realize I was going to say that. Strange how things happen. This one's also in the book. Strange how things happen. My sentences sometimes end with a silly little giggle like my mother's used to do. My mother read Thoreau, her dictionary handy. When I take my favorite composing chair, I always keep Webster, Shipley, and Roget very close. My mother had a house rule, never interrupt someone who was singing, and she sang love songs while she did housework. I sang love songs and folk songs and ballads and hymns. So I ate my mother, swallowed her whole. I don't remember how or when, but I must have tipped my head way back. I saw Popeye's olive oil, hands clasped, blissful upturned eyes, head surrounded by little red cartoon hearts, and I lowered her long, stretched out form into my gaping mouth, and she slithered down my gullet and stayed there. Stuart Shepherd is next.